Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Lesson number two. Are you just talking or are you doing?
Tufarket ket yak 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 utaras ga je do.
Now you try.
Number two. I hear the sound of a telephone. Hello?
Habari's Asabui.
A story from Greg Warner.
Yes, hi, Jed.
Greg is NPR's East Africa correspondent.
You are in... What time is it where you are?
It's evening.
He's based in Nairobi.
Around 7:30 in the evening, which is embarrassing because I just told you good morning in Swahili. but I forgot how to say good evening, so...
Oh. Okay.
So, Greg, I mean, we were just a... Anyhow, we called Greg up because he had written this article for this great website called transom.org about being a foreign reporter and working with translators and all the mishaps, you know, when you have to go from one language to another.
But there's actually a really good example that I didn't use in the piece about the failure to communicate. I could tell you that story.
Sure, yeah.
So there's this word, and you wouldn't think of it as untranslatable, but it's the word serious. And... when you
serious?
Hear this
like
word, serious, serious, like S-E-R-I-O-U-S.
Okay.
In my experience, when you hear this word serious in East Africa, it does not mean solemn or thoughtful or stern. It actually almost never has something to do with your mood. What serious tends to mean is, are you just talking to me or are you serious? Are you doing something? And usually doing is like, some kind of transaction, usually financial. I've been asked by, you know, many East African officials, are you going to be serious with me? And it obviously means, are you going to pay me a bribe?
Oh.
Usually I pretend to misunderstand at the key moment. I say, yes, I'm a very serious international journalist. And but the story that I want to tell you took place a couple of months ago.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm really pleased to be back in Africa.
Secretary Kerry
Addis Ababa,
visited Ethiopia and
city of enormous energy and in a country.
Just a few days before Kerry's visit, 9 journalists had been arrested under this relatively recent anti-terrorism law that basically says that any criticism of the government is illegal.
I had a series of very productive meetings this morning with my foreign minister counterparts.
And Secretary Kerry was giving this press conference.
I shared my concerns about a young Ethiopian blogger that I met last year, Natnael Feleke, who, with 8 of his peers, have been imprisoned. And I firmly believe that the work of journalists, whether it's print journalists or in the internet or media of other kinds, it makes societies stronger.
You know, he said all the things that you'd expect him to say. He said, we believe that free speech and open dialogue is important to the economic development of a country, blah, blah, blah. But
we remain committed to our partnership with Ethiopia.
This comment was also wrapped up in a lot of praise of Ethiopia. And
I'd be delighted to answer a few questions. I'm not sure how that's... Are you going to do that?
Then came time for questions. He took some vetted questions from the Ethiopian journalists, 2 more from the traveling press. And to Kerry's credit...
Thank you. I'll give this gentleman... I want to give him a shot. I know he was very impatient.
He sort of... Before he left the podium, he was like, you know what? We're just going to try something different. We're going to, like... call on an Ethiopian journalist.
I want to make sure
Thank
we
you.
Get a fair distribution
yeah.
here.
Kerry points at this one guy in the second row. Young guy in his 20s, boyish face, wearing a mustache.
Well, I have only 2 questions for you, sir.
I may have invited the hardest question of the day now. But one question. Fair okay. enough. Okay.
So let me choose. You have raised about the issues of Natnael Feleke, who is a blogger, and his friends.
Yeah.
In Malawi.
And then this guy's like, well, every time a journalist is arrested, the U.S. gives a statement about this, but...
These things are...
This keeps happening.
Repeating very much.
So then he asks his question.
Is it lip service or are you seriously concerned about their arrest?
Is this lip service or are you seriously concerned? At this point, everybody's just not looking at Kerry. They're all looking at this journalist who obviously had to take considerable personal risks in a place like Ethiopia, in a crowd of journalists, including state-run TV stations. This guy's on camera asking this extremely sensitive question about the arrested journalist.
We demand a genuine answer from you. Thank you.
And Kerry looks at him like,
well,
you got to be kidding.
When I stand up in public and I say something, I try to be serious about it, and I think the fact that I'm doing that is serious. And when I raised him by name in my comments today...
Kerry sounds to me like he's sort of insulted by the question, and
right.
Yet...
So remember, serious, the word serious in East Africa can be translated very much as, are you doing something, preferably like a financial transaction, right? And so what this journalist is saying is... Are you just talking about this, or are you doing something? Maybe threatening Ethiopia with withdrawing aid or withdrawing support? And Kerry says, I am very seriously talking about this.
We have previously called for the release of these individuals, and that is the policy of our government, and it's a serious policy.
Thank you
all very, very much. Appreciate it.
And it seemed to me, maybe, you know, you can judge, but it seemed like he was almost like, look, I'm like the most serious politician that's out there. I mean, I lost the presidential race in 2004 in part because I was deemed too serious by the American public. You know, like, what are you accusing me of not being serious?
We put in a number of requests to speak to John Kerry or someone in the State Department, but there was no response.
Do you think he was aware of the misunderstanding?
Who, Kerry?
Or? No, this fellow.
Oh, yeah, no, I followed him out afterward.
Hey, man. Can you pronounce your name for me?
My name is Anania Sori.
He's a young guy in his 20s. He's an independent journalist.
Yeah, I used to work in different newspapers.
And I was like, you know,
when you
listen, what happened there? And I almost felt like some kind of cultural guide.
I mean, because Americans think serious means I'm standing here, I'm not joking, I'm serious. But when African space is serious, and I'm using it generally, they say, no, are you going to not just speak, are you going to do?
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Are you going to take sanctions, maybe?
Against Ethiopia?
Sanctions? Yeah.
But do you feel that question puts you at risk?
Maybe, who knows? That is a job description, doing journalism in Ethiopia.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you. I'll give you a call.
Give me a call. Yeah. My number's on there.
Yeah.
So that conversation was about 5 months ago.
Do you know what his fate at all? I mean, have you found out whether, did he suffer for this question in any way?
No, but I have his phone number, so I can give him a call and find out.
Hello?
Hi, Anani, it's Gregory Warner.
Oh, Grigori, how are you?
I'm good.
So I reached him by Skype. He told me that actually after that press conference, he did get strange calls to his home and some Facebook messages from people he didn't know telling him that he better rethink what he said.
That I better line up with the current government direction and that...
They said you should line up with the government's priorities?
Yeah.
These messages were from the government?
It's hard to tell. It has been reported that this Ethiopian anti-terrorism task force will wage social media attacks by getting people to send messages on its behalf.
People in the anti-terrorism task force are the ones that send this kind of message.
And were they threatening?
Yeah, some of them were, you know, insulting and that I would be punished accordingly when the time comes. And it might come one day.
A newspaper he founded got shut down after publishing one issue, and he was planning for a while to flee to Nairobi
to secure my safety,
leave his wife and kid behind, and then maybe return, grab them, apply for asylum in the United States.
You know, my mother and my older brother are based in U.S. Washington.
Oh, okay. Washington.
Like a lot of Ethiopians, he's actually got some relatives in the States.
Did they hear that you asked a question to John Kerry?
Yeah. They have heard that.
What did your mom say?
She says, please don't do that. It's not good. They might be, you know, targeting you. Things like that, you know. Moms are like that, eh?
Yeah, moms are like that.
Yeah.
сонце, ти моє сонце, я над тобою неба туні. Не догадаєш, дорогая, не бери моє сонце, прошу.
Radio Lab will continue in a moment.
Message one.
Hello, this is Dub Hofstadter calling.
Hey, this is Gregory Warner, NPR's East Africa correspondent.
I'm supposed to read some text.
Radio Lab is supported in part by the National Science Foundation and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
Enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
More information about Sloan at www.sloan.org.
Radio Lab is produced by WNYC.
And distributed by NPR. And also thanks to Transom.org, whose series on translation in radio stories got me thinking about some of these stories.
Okie doke. Thanks. Bye.
End of message.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.